Ew, what the hell's up, guys? A little summer loving, dude.
Yes.
The Big Gahoon's away performing at a high level in the Beer Olympics.
Yeah.
Yes. We're here in motherfucking Philadelphia.
They're probably getting that gold medal.
I really hope so.
Yeah.
They better bring back the gold.
Yeah.
I feel like he'll win. I mean, who are they playing against? It's just like younger athletes. Wait,
isn't it Team Shirt Krillis?
What's Shirt Krillis?
That's Shane and Bert's team.
Who are they playing against? I'm
saying? Oh, I don't know.
We gotta and Bert against another.
Yeah, against, against
they,
the world.
Nah, they're if playing they lose, against all the pro ballers, though.
Really?
Oh, the boys?
They not, I guess they'll
bust with the boys.
Yeah.
Up, yeah.
Yeah.
Just the pro ballers.
Damn.
Damn. Happy Eid, y'all.
No. Happy Eid.
Happy motherfucking Eid. We need to Eid more than ever, dude.
Yeah.
For real.
Especially at the end of Pride, dude. Yeah, we got it. Got to Eid
rebalance.
It out. Rebalance.
I feel like I woke up this morning at 3 o'clock and had heterosexual sex with my wife.
Nice.
And nothing, you know, whatever. I was trying to wait till July. Yeah. Yeah, no.
You folded early to fold
it, bro. I fold it. No hetero nuts the whole month.
Dude, you tried so hard.
Your pride should be the new no nut.
It should be. It should be the same. And I had a weird realization this morning that I feel like Pride in like 200 years is going to become like a Mardi Gras or Mummer's Day parade where like nobody knows how it started.
Yeah.
Like, what? Why are we doing this? Be, everyone is flapping their dicks in the street for a month and everyone's going, what? Why are we doing this again? And like, our kids will be like, I don't know.
We always have.
Pride parade is totally gay mummers.
It's what's becoming.
It's just less clothes. Like, it's gay mummers.
It is. I'm telling you, people are going to forget or they'll be like, I heard like they used to not want guys to blow each other, and they're gonna go, what?
That's funny. Yeah, that's crazy.
What are you supposed to do when you're with your boys?
Yeah, we play UFC 23 and then we blow each other. That's what
loser. Yeah, loser sucks the squad. And they're just like, dude, fuck. Oh, dude. It could be loser sucks the squad. Within our lifetimes.
Yeah.
It's getting there. It's getting to lose the sucks squad. Yeah, it's close, dude. We're like, it's close.
I'm sure there's some basketball team players with like some stories. Like, you know,
some loser sucks the squad stories? Loser
sucks the squad. You know how they have the Ucky Cookie stories?
Yeah.
There's totally loser sucks the squad stories.
I hope the Beer Olympics isn't loser sucks the squad.
Dude, we're coming out gold medal. We ain't got to worry about that.
They got to get squad sucks. He still got to get sucked.
You drink 40 beers and just throw up on someone's dick. You're just like, oh.
Dude, getting sucked by the boys, though, you'll truly be busted.
True. Well, dude, you could be demisexual, dude. You could. Yeah. You know what demisexual is?
No.
I was. We went out to dinner with friends recently, and one of our friends, like, works, I think, with the younger people a lot. She was saying that demisexual is like, first of all, she was like, nobody's straight. She was like, it's
new to the
you're antiquity. Yeah, if you're like a young kid and you're straight, people are kind of like, all right, dude. Like, it's like being a 1950s conservative now. They're like, yeah, cool, man. That's kind of weird.
So weird.
But she was saying a lot of the people are.
It's like Federal Reserve.
Demi,
we need
Demi's the new thing.
A demi.
Demisexual is the new move where it's like it's a step above asexual. It's not great. It's asexual, graysexual. Graysexual is when you're mostly like asexual, but every now and again you'll get a little rumble in your penis or something. And just go like, and you just let it pass. That's graysexual.
And you don't whack. You don't dabble in whacking.
It doesn't even occur.
I was graysexual when I lived with Nate. I was graysexual for sure. Dude.
You weren't whacking? There's no way you weren't. Well, you were whacking in the shower. You told me. It was the thing I still think about when I shower. If I get a weird slip, I'm like, it's still here.
Was it like the tar fields in Land Before Time? You go in the shower, fucking. You're stuck.
Somebody just yelling, opening the window.
It's like Sarah the Triceratops. You got fucking stuck in a puddle.
Yo, that whole squad was the shit. Sarah, Littlefoot,
dude.
The names.
Why don't they remake that? That'd be awesome.
What happened?
They should remake Land Before Time. That's one. They like let that go.
That would be up there with them doing the new Transformers Beast Wars mix for me. They bring back Land Before Time And Beast Wars, my childhood is like,
dude,
Beast Wars, I'm reliving. Sick.
You guys, it'd be so nice, it. Dude. Two gay Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Chopper has two dads.
Dude, they're going to make a 3D Land Before Time. That would be sick. Like if Disney
like,
made
like
a 3D.
They look real.
Like a live action Land just Before Time.
Dinosaurs fucking in 3D.
What's the one with the big lips?
Ducky.
Ducky, that's the gayest one, dude.
No, I know.
But yeah, demisexual is when you, so you're not gray sexual. Demi's when you're not exactly like, you're not dying to just like hook up with people.
Yeah.
But if you become good enough friends with someone, they could ignite the spark in you.
Like that's a mental me, connect, like a mental sexual.
It's a mental, but like you can only get activated sexually if someone like proves they love you.
Dude, I'm a demi.
Which
you might be a demi.
I'm you
a
might demi, be demi. Dude. Which funny because it's all these like younger like LGBTQ kids. It's like they're describing like conservative Christian love.
Yeah.
Demisexual is just being conservative in love. You're waiting for the connection in the right time.
Yeah, I'm waiting for a real connection.
They're trying not to like proselytize being a slut.
You true, know? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so the good girls can get in on the fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're like, I've been dating my boyfriend for 14 years, probably gonna get married. I'm fucking gay as hell. I mean, I'm like you guys too.
Yeah, I got pink hair.
I'm telling you, man, yeah, that's my prediction. A couple hundred years, it's going to be people out there like, why do we do this again? Like, no idea.
I feel like you won't have the answer to this, but when did Demi, is Demi a fairly new thing?
I think so.
It has to be, right? So
who's, I mean, yeah, it's been around since the 2012s. Like
Demi?
Yeah, it's been around. It's been around. It just probably hasn't been like, it hasn't been co-opted by straight kids.
Yeah,
into being,
some absolute fucking weirdo with a master's degree coined this probably in 2012.
I only like my friends. And I did a study of 34 individuals and came up with a new thing.
Yeah, it's insane.
Yeah, I love ruining friendships too.
Damn, dude, that must be so crazy though to notice the one time like you're BFF and you're just like, I'd love to go out to dinner with you.
Yeah.
Fuck.
It's the first time you hit the, the cross. Yeah. To hide it.
You're sick and they bring you soup and you're like, fuck.
Soup.
Yeah.
He's bi. He's bi. I'm sorry. I still come to terms with it. He's bi.
Bi or pan? Is he pan or bi?
Which one's pan?
Pan is like super bi. Or like you're not even worried whether the people you're having sex with or men or women. You're just like, I'm just.
My brother's pan.
He's pan.
He's truly pan.
I think they're king of LGBTs.
Yeah.
I think pans might be secret.
Have you seen Jabri walking around the city?
No.
Yeah, he's the king of the gays.
Is he really?
Yeah, he dresses like a pirate when he goes out.
I got to show you this picture of him. He wore a spike collar
into
a bar.
It's so crazy looking, but at the same time, it's kind of a badass outfit.
That's what I'm saying, dude.
Pass it off, dude.
He was dressed like
looks
Popeye.
Like a gay coal miner.
He's a pilgrim, dude.
He went full pirate to the Caribbean.
He looks like a settler.
Yeah, but he's truly, he just likes holes.
He's coming alive. Yeah, he's panned, dude.
Yeah. And he was saying, like, is you really truly the best hang when you could just like hang out with somebody, play some games, and you're like, wanna fuck? And then like, yeah. And then you just go about your way.
He sells it well. Like if you could get hard that
he
way.
Should he should be the spokesperson. Yeah. He should be the spokesperson.
He does refuse to bottom, which is still.
He does
also
refuse
badass.
To bottom, dude.
Yeah. Straight.
Yeah.
Damn, he probably gets so much pressure.
To bottom?
I'd suck dick, not to bottom. He's out here surviving, dude.
All right. Here's a wild hypothetical.
Yeah.
Wild hypothetical. You're going to suck dick or bottom. It's a pretty big dick, but he also comes loads like Peter North. What are you choosing?
I don't want my ass to get devastated by this big
but
dick.
You want your face
does
to
the amount of cum matter?
Yes.
Really?
I think so. I honestly
don't know. If it was a teeny dribble, I'd be like, what the fuck?
Yeah, okay.
I spit it right through my teeth. I go,
yeah, but.
No, I'd be like, yo, for sure, totally you can fuck me, but I'd be super head. I'd just be like, no one would laugh. I'd be hands free, dude.
Oh my god.
We gotta get it in. We only have a couple more days to be extremely gay.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
We gotta get back to our normal lives. Yeah. Is Pride Parade all month long, or is it just like one or two? Is it like the St. Paddy's Day thing where it turned into like every weekend? There's just drunk kids walking around like.
Yeah. Yeah, Pride Month's a long celebration.
Can I go down there and masturbate?
No. I feel like it would take. You could get away with it for a little bit, though.
If I masturbate,
yeah. You just hit Central
Park.
This
has nothing to do with gay sex. I just came down here to masturbate.
If you get someone to jerk you off, you can stay.
Yeah,
true. No, I just want to masturbate on the periphery, like a saboteur, dude, an agent provocateur. I'll ruin it for everybody.
Like right dead next to the parade.
I'm gonna go jerk off next to the White House.
I was trying this as a bit, but like, how come there's never like business gays? It's always like gay guys and like fairy. You never see like a gay guy in a suit, you know?
Yes, you do. They're always in suits.
Not at the parade.
Oh, yeah. Why don't gay?
You don't see any gay guys in suits at the parade.
They got stuff to do.
Yeah, they're watching from like the 37th floor office.
The parade is the one time they can cut loose. It makes sense that they're like, I'm gonna get this off my chest now. I'm gonna spaz out.
True. Yeah, under the business suit is just like leather.
Yeah.
Finally, I could be like gay Superman.
Yeah, I feel like, I thought you were saying gay guys don't wear suits. I was like, I think a lot of those guys wear suits. But yeah, business gay. I feel like business gay dudes probably still let their hair down on the weekends pretty hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
They go like fairy mode for the parade and stuff only, though. It's like a special occasion thing.
Yeah, you think they save all their gay up for the entire year's worth? That'd be wild.
They just run through the parade naked, jerking off.
Yeah, it's...
There's so many children here.
What, the kids thing, that connection? People like to make that connection. I don't know. That would be funny for a flash mob of like 300 black teenagers to just fucking T-bone the Pride Parade. Just run into the side of it. You think they'd bounce off of it? Just like, boom. It's too powerful.
We don't have enough energy in the Paul's Matrix.
What do you guys think about banning the baklavas?
What's that?
Yeah, what is that?
The ski mask that has shiesty. Like, the shiesty.
Oh, they're banning them?
The Phillies, they're
can't wear it
trying
on
to
SEPTA
figure out
anymore.
How to ban it, but they're also saying, like, well, enforcing it's going to be racist.
A nightmare? Oh, well, yeah.
You got to go Scooby-Doo on all the black teams. Who's the man under
Wait,
the mask?
Wait, it's a black team? I had no idea. I thought you were white guys. You were black teams this whole time. Yeah. I thought a couple of white guys wandered down from the Appalachia on these dirt bikes.
We finally cut
the white. That's another black teen. I can't believe it. Yeah, that's going to be a funny one for them to try to regulate.
Yeah.
Because they kind of have to do
how
that.
Is it not? How is it racist? They're like, you got a mask on, take it off.
You're wearing well, my thing is like you're dressing like a criminal.
Yeah.
Either you're using them to evade facial recognition, which is like, you know, if that's what you're doing, knock yourself out. Or you're pretending to evade facial recognition, where it's like you can't pretend to be a criminal.
There's some facial recognition evasion software where you could just like put several like dots on your face and then it'll like fuck it up.
Really?
Yeah.
Just like marker? Just
not markers, probably like little like dots with like.
That's what the Matrix. Indian ladies have been doing this whole time.
They knew it was coming.
Avoiding the grid. Yeah, that was making me laugh. I was reading it. They're like, well, unfortunately, this will be targeting black youth. And it's like, well, yeah, definitely. But also, I see white dudes rocking them every now and again, too.
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
Like, I never have.
A couple. I mean, you got to be busting down.
Yeah.
Like K&A and stuff.
You gotta yeah. If you're a white dude wearing it, you are up to no good. You're not trying to look like it.
Exactly, yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Do you see any shiesties on your recent K&A?
Oh, it was everywhere. It was fucking everywhere.
Yeah.
It was everywhere. I say we do a two for one where it's like, you go, hey, you can't wear that. Or it's either you take off the shiester or you pull your pants up. You can keep the shiester on.
One or the other.
You gotta pull your pants up to your belly button. And you do
shiesty. Yo, them shiesties will they'll be done.
Right off. You gotta pull your, like, you can wear your shiesty, but you have to hike them up.
Streets
you have to
are
have
flooded.
Farmer's height jeans, just like shove to your belly button.
It was crazy how mainstream they got. You can buy them with real money in like video game basketball. You can be like on
really?
NBA 2K. You can have a shiesty mask. It costs like $8 worth of video game money. You can have a shiesty mask on.
There's so many people with them now.
Yo, it's so many.
I know.
Yeah. It's like every time I play, it's mostly shiesty mask. Yeah.
It's, I mean, look, no, nobody could have predicted through the pandemic. There were a lot of unknowns, but who would have thought we would have created a like trendy black fashion look that had to be dismantled? That's tough, dude. That'd be like trying to stop the Cupid Shuffle in real time. So like, hey, hey.
Whoa, whoa. Yeah, don't go right.
You go to the right, but don't go to the left, to the left, to the left. He's kicking his feet. He's kicking his feet. Yeah, that's a it's a nightmare, dude. It's a, that's a tough thing. So those cops have to be like, hey, you can't.
Yeah,
got to take
the
that off.
Shuffle is the fastest way to lose, like Simon Says. You know, because he never says he Simon never... Says.
Wait, what?
In the Cupid Shuffle, he never says Simon Says.
He just.
You did know? He do civil disobedience to the Cupid Shuffle? Like Simon never said.
Never said.
Are you still operating on Simon Says? That's so funny. Hands on the car. Does Simon say? I know my rights, dude. Can you commit perjury if your fingers crossed? Respect your honor. Check the tape, dude. I was fucking. Young Thug's out of jail.
Really?
Wait, did he?
He's out of jail. Or he recorded a new album.
Album out, yeah.
But he's still in jail.
Yeah, he's done.
He put an album out the same week Gunna put out his album. He did that on purpose. He like recorded in jail. Was like, put my album.
How's he recording an album in jail? On the phone?
Yeah.
So
money don't stop, dude.
True. And I'm gonna let it play. I'm just gonna go to sleep to it every night.
True. Yeah.
I just gotta support Thug.
So Gunna did snitch.
Yeah.
Did you guys listen to that R. Kelly album?
The weird one that got leaked?
If I did it.
Yeah, yeah.
Or I admit it.
He's claiming
it. It's called I Admit It.
He's claiming that he had nothing to do with it.
With the album? The album?
Yeah.
Really?
He's claiming that someone must have AI'd that or something. Or he was just like, I don't know.
Damn, dude.
The AI thing, is that makes sense now that you're saying it, but it is because the lyrics on it were kind of like self-incriminating.
Yeah.
Didn't he have like songs like, I'm a bad guy, I shouldn't have done all those things and shit like that?
There was a three-part song called I Admit It.
Yeah,
three part song's kind of a steez though. That might have been Kells himself.
AI's not that good yet to do a three part series.
No.
Not yet, dude. I think it was him, and then he was like, if this doesn't get me out.
He thought it was gonna get him out. Like, this guy seems sorry.
Yeah. It worked last time when he did the Chocolate Factory.
Yeah, he thought it'd be fire. He's like, this is fire.
Yeah.
Yeah,
there was some good songs on it, to be honest. There was like one or two. I'm like, damn, I wish I had that on Spotify.
It started strong, and then I didn't get to finish it. Then they take it off after like 2 days or something like that.
Yeah, I listened to it like on YouTube.
Oh, still up there?
Yeah.
Yeah, he got kind of like, what? So he definitely he peed on the girl on video allegedly, but he beat that case.
Yeah, he beat that
and then
case.
What was the thing he actually got in trouble for? Then he married Aaliyah. Apparently she was underage, but.
He got a parent's permission.
Yeah,
he has parents' permission.
He did get the documentation.
He got father's blessing, so that's out.
He bought a cow.
What did he go to jail for, though?
What did he go to jail for?
Yeah, what was the exact charge?
Yeah.
I think it was child endangerment. No. Would it be like, it was something involving keeping people in his basement?
Was he? Yeah, he was getting into like dungeon play with chicks.
But that's just a little kink. You can't lock somebody up for kinks.
Yeah, you can't send somebody to jail for a kink. I mean, unless it's
children. Are you sure he got off for though?
Did Mr. Big finally get him put in jail?
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, what did he do?
He was convicted in September on 3 counts of producing child pornography and 3 counts of enticing a minor to engage in sexual activity.
Was one of those the OGP video? Because I think he never actually got off on that. I think they just stopped like sending him to court.
Oh, they got him. Yeah.
And then they were like, all right, he's getting some steam. Bring it back.
Yeah, true. I mean, it was his fucking living room.
Yeah.
he was like, they fucking recreated. He claimed AI in like 1997. He's like, dude. Damn, so he does seem like one of those guys who films every sexual encounter.
Yeah.
Damn, that means he had sex with kids 3 times.
3 counts.
3 Dang, counts that are proven.
Yeah. Or it was a series, part 1, part 2, part 3.
The trilogy.
The trilogy. Could have struck back. Yeah, that's a shame. Shame he had to go and be a pedophile.
Yeah.
But he claims that. Didn't he claim that his mother, or his aunt used to, make him eat her pussy or something?
Yeah.
He has like a crazy origin story where he was like eating his aunt's pussy.
It's crazy that he was going by the Pied Piper the whole time and like, this guy's great.
He was going by, that was his thing, the Pied
Piper of R&B.
Kind of was a bit of a Pied Piper.
Yeah. Just sing a little tune. The kids followed him.
Yeah. What happens to those kids when they go with the Pied Piper, dude? They don't come back.
Dude, Brittany said that he's from Chicago, and Brittany's from Chicago, and she said when she was younger, like, there would be an invite that would go out to be like, do you want to go to a party at R. Kelly's house? When she was, like, in high school and shit. And she said a lot of people she knew would get the invite to go there.
Even when she was in high school?
Yeah. Mm. The invite would just get spread around, like, we're going to a party, we're going to R. Kelly's house. Again,
Yo, with money and power, you could do anything. Yo, spread the word at the high school. Yeah. There's a party. Like, how do you even get the word?
I would become a millionaire so I can use Evite through a high school.
Yeah, he sent Aaliyah into the school. He's go tell the kids I'm having a party.
You got to send a covert operative into the school.
Can you imagine?
That's before any, like, MySpace.
No, you just become, like, you do, like, you're like, yeah, I'd love to come sing for the kids. Be like, let me get your email list. I'm going to have a function.
Can you imagine sending your wife off to high school? Like, come here, honey. Have a good
day.
That
is sick. It is sick to think about the Fiesta remix video. It was just like a high school dance. Just stunting, dude.
It's homecoming.
Poor Kells, bro. How long is he in jail for? Like 20 years? Him and Thug are linked up.
The Best of Both Worlds Part 3.
Part 1 was Jay-Z, right?
Yeah, Part 1 and 2 with Jay-Z.
Yeah, Part 3 is Young Thug.
Man, Jay-Z joined the Illuminati. You think Kelly was a sacrifice?
That does add up if you follow the timeline.
I feel like, because if he's filming videos, he's giving them to somebody.
True.
Yeah.
Or did he have a stockpile of videos filmed and tracks recorded?
Yeah.
A lot of these dudes have like 9 million songs recorded.
Yeah, true.
You know?
Just like in the vaults.
If I were them, I would just be using AI as well. And just be like, if I get any good songs from AI, I would just be like, put that out. It's fucking sick.
Did you ever hear like the AI Jay-Z song?
No.
I mean, there's no way we can listen to it now, but it sounds just like a Jay-Z song. Like the voice, the lyrics. Like the beat they're on, it's a Jay-Z song.
What percentage of your families would you say thinks Jay-Z's the Illuminati?
A lot. Honestly, a lot more than I would like to be, that I'm happy to say. Maybe like 80.
I used to try to do a bit about like wishing black people believed in each other more because of shit like that. Yeah. Like the second you do kind of well, it's like Illuminati or like, what's his name? Gucci Mane. He got in good shape from being fat. They were like, clone.
Clone.
He can't just start eating good. Or anything. Clone. Clone.
Yeah, there has to be advanced technology.
Once you're wearing glasses too, that's clone behavior.
Clone, yeah.
True. So, dude, nobody knows about that. The clone conspiracy is the funniest fucking shit.
Yeah,
dude goes on a diet. It's like, I cannot believe he fucking got cloned, dude.
Kevin Hart, I think, is rumored to be a clone after the accident.
Joe Biden's a clone.
Well, he is.
He actually is a clone.
Yeah, yeah. I think he's 100%.
Why would they put the clone out?
Why would they put a retarded clone out?
True.
It's early technology. They're probably like, his brain probably explodes every day. They just re-download him into the new skin. And he's just like, eh. They might have figured it out. Dude, I was reading about hibernating squirrels.
Mm-hmm.
Their brains shrink to like almost like an undeveloped, when like squirrels hibernate, their brains, like all their neurons and stuff, just like, you know, like your brain's like a bunch of like neurons connected, like millions of them. It shrinks to like a real simple setup. And when the spring comes, their brain starts growing almost like grass and trees. Like it'll just start like hitting new connections and almost like the rate of like a newborn child.
Yeah.
And well, it just happens more than once in their life.
Yeah, dude. They fucking pass out and their brain just like degenerates. They get so cold. Their whole body, I think, is like 3 degrees Celsius. Like it's freezing.
Yeah.
And I forget what it was, something like that. And then they just, their brain just like with the spring, their brain grows.
Do they remember?
I don't think so.
No, I think that's a thing. Like
I could confidently say no.
I think I read somewhere that like that's so, or maybe I heard it somewhere, but like that's part of why we have trees is because they hide all their shit. Like they hide all their acorns, then they hibernate, and then they forget where they put all this
shit.
Where
the hell are my nuts?
Yeah, because their brains fucking...
Yeah, that makes...
Their brains completely almost disappear, and their brain regrows, and they wake up like...
Fuck, where'd I put it all? I spent all summer.
Just imagine falling out of a tree. You're like...
Just growing your brain at the same time.
You wake up just fucking hot as shit, like, I'm fucking starving. You just run around for a maniac. Dude, you get chilly and eventually just pass out and just go offline.
In Detroit, they had like black squirrels. Like,
yeah, we had black squirrels in Havertown, I remember.
Yeah, dude. And they would eat like chicken bones and rib bones.
Dude,
they're culturally black squirrels.
Because they forgot, dude. They're like, this is what's around me.
Yeah, we had black squirrels in Havertown. The myth was like, bro, they're faster. Everyone thought, but dude, they fucking were. They were faster. We weren't wrong. I was like, objectively, me and my cousins would be like, bro, those squirrels are faster.
Yeah.
They were so fucking fast. Look up if black squirrels are faster. I swear to God. This is pure science, dude. I swear to God. This is the inconvenient truth.
They get a 3-point speed boost.
I remember saying it with like no irony. Be like, yo, those ones are fast. Those squirrels are fast as hell.
They're Usain Bolt squirrels.
True. What have you guys been up to?
Dude, panties.
Yeah, that's it.
How's the porn going?
How's the what? Porn?
How's the pornog going? Yeah.
Porn?
Yeah, you guys are deep on the pornography.
I'm trying to get out.
Yeah.
I'm trying to break out.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, man, I learned it was out, like, dude. I've been whole hog into the porn, obviously, and then I've gone like complete, I'm never watching this ever.
Yeah.
And then I was just as obsessed with it when I was like, I'm not watching it at all. As soon as I was just like, yeah, if like my wife has her period or whatever, I'll just watch porn and fab and just,
yeah.
Dude, I just, it lost all of its allure to me.
Yeah. But so you just a little bit here and there?
I didn't think I was a little bit here and there kind of guy. Shane would be like, yeah, just use it when you use it. I'm like, you don't understand, dude. It's not like that.
Yeah,
I think about it.
It's like alcohol.
I think about it right when I'm done. I plan for the next one.
I leave a tab open.
But yeah, luckily it's just been like, yeah, it's not even a big thing. It's weird.
Man.
I took that whole time off, but I swear to God, I was just as obsessed with it. Just like, oh, I'd really like to watch that right now.
Yeah.
Now I just go like, I think I'm just getting older, honestly.
I went 45 days, but it was like, by like day three, it's like, I just want to look at some of it. I'm not going to use it.
Yeah.
You still pull, like I pulled it up. I was like, all right, I'm not, it doesn't count if it's just on the screen, if I don't whack it, but it does count.
Yeah.
You feel like I look at it for like 20 minutes and then just felt tired. Like I whacked it. Like my,
well, dude. So the book I was
really, reading, you got drained the same way.
Like mentally though, not like physically, but like,
you just watch like the end and you go,
Yeah, just all my dopamine is gone.
Yeah. So they were saying in that book I'm reading, they're saying that if you flood, so if you're like, you know, most addictions are to things that flood you with dopamine, yeah. like the positive, like if you smoke meth, that's a positive flood. But that the pleasure drive is just like innately connected with pain of like displeasure. So if you're flooding your dopamine on porn, there is, by the law of nature, there's going to be just kind of a small kind of flood after, or like a drop in those chemicals, if that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah.
So there'll be a period that comes where you're just kind of like,
yeah.
And the lady's saying people need to start focusing on is going more towards the pain side, because then if you have a very painful experience, or like a controlled painful experience, then the pleasure chemicals come to kind of mitigate the pain.
Is that where,
if you're always chasing the pleasure, you're just ramping up the pain.
Is that where like the ice baths?
Yes,
and stuff
come that was her primary example, where guys like stop doing coke because then they start just hitting ice baths. So then, like, rather than chasing the high and experiencing the lows, they chase the lows, kind of like controlled. You don't want to like cut your dick off, but it's like chase those, and then all of a sudden you just get like those nice feelings come afterwards.
So like when them people cut their arms, they're actually doing self-healing?
Pretty much, yeah. In a way.
That's why I do it.
Yeah.
Cutter.
Yeah.
They're on the rise. Cutters are on the rise now, big time.
Really?
Yeah, cutters in high schools is up like a lot. A lot of kids.
In a good way? For mental health? Or
no, I think they're just fucking upset. Brats. I think they're being upset, and they're fucking...
We need some new CKY for these kids.
True.
Or we need a new To Write Love on Our Arms for these kids.
Yeah.
Wait, what's To Write Love on Our Arms?
Some suicide shit.
Wait, just pass that off. Some suicide shit I got into back in the day.
To Write Love on Your Arms.
To Write Love on Our Arms. It was like, I don't know exactly. I think it was some guy.
It's like weird emo stuff, dude.
Yeah, it's mad emo. Because like some guy's girl killed themselves or something, and he was like, oh, she could write love on her arms, and then he like made a bunch of shirts and shit. I hope that's right.
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
They talked about in that same book, they talked about a guy who tried to kill himself in like a field at Stanford, and he like slit both his wrists and it just didn't work. Just sat there in a field bleeding like, they kick you out of school.
Oh, yeah, I was wondering if he went back to class.
You get kicked out. You can't kill yourself at school. They're gonna be like, get out. They don't kick you, they don't expel you, but they say like you have to take time and then prove to us that you're stable enough to come back.
Yeah.
Because I think that that's like a bad thing for colleges. The suicide rate at colleges is pretty, I think it's pretty decent. Look up how many kids kill themselves every year at college. Good amount of kids go there and you go, nope.
When I lived on Temple campus, I was across the, like, an alley from a suicide. Like, I didn't know. Like, a guy, like, I was just playing games and I heard, boom.
Oh,
and I was like, they're shooting.
Fireworks.
They're shooting. It was a gun. It was a gun. I was like, they're shooting on the street. And then I heard another one, like, boom.
Oh, first one didn't take?
No, because Pete told my roommate at the time, he told me
that this was
somebody
like recent.
Could, yeah.
I'm thinking when you went, but you didn't go to school in Temple.
It was like 2021, 2022. Yeah, okay.
Were you still gray sexual at this point?
Yeah. Big gray, dude. Big gray boy.
Damn, he shot himself twice?
Yeah, because he missed the first time, or he failed the first time. Yeah.
They missed that first time, and I'm such a fucking idiot.
I definitely should do it now.
Can you imagine that, like, you're like,
the second time was just to stop the pain.
That makes sense, though. It'd be like, ah, and just pull away. Like, it's like putting eye drops in, dude. I fucking just went against it.
Such a pussy.
That's so scary.
I have the statistics.
Just touch your eye.
No, I was saying just like where you put the
condom. Bro.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I never even thought about it from that angle, like comparing suicide to putting a contact in or. It's got to be the same fucking thing.
Oh, your body would just move. It was like, dude, stop.
What the hell are you doing?
Yeah. Yeah, it's no good.
Dude, it's crazy.
What's the stats on college suicide? I'd be curious.
24,000 attempts, while only 1,100 succeed in their attempt per year.
1,100 succeed per year.
Yeah, making it the second.
Yeah.
The second.
Girls attempt more than guys, and guys complete more.
Yeah, drama queens.
I mean, basically. It's funny to downplay female suicide. Like, Jesus Christ almighty. Girls stink at suicide. Yeah, they try way more, I believe.
24,000 girls try suicide and 1,100 commit. That's not even like pro numbers.
Yeah.
Like, that's not good. Well, that's a good percentage.
That's mixed. That's everybody.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
That's everybody. Yeah, that's I would say, dude, going to college your first year and trying to kill yourself is fucking wild, man. Yeah. That's such a wild move.
Just not giving it enough time. Like, let's try one more year, see how it goes.
We're also 18. You're like, yeah, I've got the full download on what life's about. This is definitely not going to work out for me. It's like, dude, chill. This means nothing. I just hate sitting in basements and drinking beer. Like, what's the fucking point of this? I'm not going to do that, dude. It's going to pass. It's a phase. come home from work every day and be with 40 dudes in a basement. It's never gonna
end. It's never gonna end, dude.
It's hard as hell down here. Yeah, it stinks, man.
Yeah.
I knew I've heard of kids at college, like roommates and stuff, and or people at different people's schools killing themselves. Mm-hmm. Happens at jail all the time.
I bet.
You could kill yourself
themselves.
In jail.
Oh, that's just dude, less
people
fun
kill
college.
Themselves constantly in jail. They jump down. If there's like a fourth level, dudes just jump down.
That'd be me.
Because dudes, you also, dudes get new, like real bad news. And I think some of them are still in like the county jails. They'll be, they'll go and they'll be in court. And then they're like, all right, they get the sentence. And it's like, you're getting shipped away for 30 years. And a lot of them are just like,
no way.
Yeah. No. No,
I'm 18 years old. That's
the definitely the time where suicide would be the most appealing, a long jail sentence.
Yeah,
like I mean, personally, I think it's like, fuck this.
If
what's next?
They go 2 years. I'm like, I'm out of here.
I'd roll a dice. I'd roll a dice on an afterlife.
I'd rather go full Hannibal Lecter. I'd rather go full like, okay, I'm gonna be an absolute fucking problem. I'm going to be a major fucking problem. You guys made your move. That's fine. I would spend the rest of my life trying to take down the entire city. That'd be kind of fun to do, though.
Yeah, yeah. No. Just make a game out of it. Like
I would. I would gamify my situation.
Hello, Judge.
I think that's the only thing that's kept me from killing myself the whole time. I've gamified my whole life. This will be interesting. Yeah, the stats are in. Suicide is on the rise.
I think that's like a whole subgroup of people I saw somewhere online. They just exist by gamifying their life. Like they'll go online and be like, read a book today, 3 points knowledge. Like legit live their day to day. Like
dude,
how
I wanted to make a program like this for people in jail where it was like you have a little avatar, you have your character. It starts off just basic, no points. And if you do certain things, like it's almost like if you're, and it would all be like, you know, you'd have like some people in there who work there being like, all right, you actually read it. They test you. So if you read and you got it, like the thing, you gain now XP points for knowledge in the game.
Yeah.
If you did physical activity, they would mark it off in your character. And then at nighttime, everyone could play in this kind of like fighting game.
Yeah.
And then your character can only get, and there'd be prizes, obviously, if you win the fighting game.
Matt, you're talking GTA San Andreas.
What do you mean?
Like GTA Online?
No, like San Andreas. In San Andreas, you're playing CJ. You can get jacked. You can get fat.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. But you'd have to put in the metrics in real life.
Yeah.
And your avatar would get those qualities. Yeah. And then you'd be able to cut. You'd have to leg up.
Yeah.
And if you won, you could get like reduced sentence time, money, sent, you know, little prizes.
GTA.
That would make jail some sort of actual rehabilitation.
That make jail so fun.
Yeah. Yo, there are people getting locked up to play. That game sounds like, yo, I gotta play this game.
They have to figure that technology out.
Yeah. Dude, that's GTA San Andreas. It already happened. Like they just got.
But you can't fight. That's the part.
It'd be like a one-on-one fighting game.
You gotta mod it.
Driving game. You can get different skills. If you got like, if you got your CDL, you can take the truck and actually you drive a little bit better. Yeah. Pretty sick. Flight simulator.
Yeah. I was about to geek out on the new flight simulator. I do want to play that.
Your flight simulator guy, Nate?
I got into it for a little bit. First thing I did was fly. I played into the Freedom Tower.
Did you really?
Yeah. It just bounces. It won't explode or anything. The buildings have no physics, but my plane just hit and then fell.
Hit the ground?
Yeah.
Did it land on anybody?
Just right in the middle of the city.
Yeah, it killed millions of people.
Killed a lot of people.
Probably killed a lot of people.
Way more than 9/11.
Dude, apparently the...
I took off from Newark.
So when they dropped the A-bomb on Japan, obviously it killed 200,000 people immediately. But they said there was a lot of other people who were on the periphery of the blast who got low-dose radiation.
Yeah.
And apparently the life expectancy of those people rose incrementally compared to the normal population.
Really?
So in a way, It's a very, it's a hotly contested study, but they were saying basically like we just hooked up a bunch of people with like light fucking chemo.
Well, dude, Japan's a country of gray sexuals, dude. So did we help them?
Were, are they? I thought they were like freaks.
No, they don't fuck, dude. They don't fuck.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it like only like two guys in the whole country?
It's
like
it's two Japanese guys fucking the whole time.
I mean, everybody else is sniffing panties.
Yeah. I think they're very sexual, aren't they? Don't they have all kinds of weird game shows where they're jerking each other off and stuff?
They don't have sex. Their country is like, their population is falling. They have too many old people.
Yeah, everyone has that in store for them though. Besides like, pretty much. It's like every country besides like Africa and India.
Yeah.
And India's probably well on their way.
Yeah.
Africa, about that Black Planet.
Yeah, they're having
a Black Planet. And
Mexico. If India becomes the number one country, the world is doomed.
Why do you say that?
Because they suck. That's the country sucks.
Damn.
Some countries can suck.
Yo, every time I see a death or a line that's like, it shouldn't have happened, it's in India. Just
what
like,
happened? What are they
like,
doing?
I saw one. It was like some students. They were like just going over something. Then the one dude just like leaned on a wall and fell through. Fell through the wall. And you can't see him, his body hit, but you see like car lights, just little triangles. And like, so he was high as shit. And just fell through a wall.
Man.
I've seen a different one where it was like a similar thing, like a banister. It was, but it's every time you see some fucked up infrastructure shit where like somebody dies in a simple way. It's in India every time.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they're it's like if I went to India, I'd just.
You'd be careful.
Yeah, I'd be. Everything be hot lava. I'm just standing. I'm not moving anywhere.
Tiptoeing. You don't trust the buildings in India.
Yeah.
That's fair.
It's in the middle of the street.
Yeah.
It's hot.
That's such a funny one. But you should come in and be like, I'm cool. I'm hanging in the backyard. Just testing the ground. Like,
yeah, you're just shaking the gate.
Yeah, before I lean on it.
Yeah. Yeah. Touching railings.
It's terrible, but it's like being at a party and just leaning against the wall and just fucking falling seven stories and dying.
Kool-Aid manning yourself to death. Yeah. The Indian Kool-Aid man.
I think he was like this the whole time he was falling.
Dude, he probably hit one of these.
True.
He probably there just was accepted
where his foot was up like this. Or... Yeah. Hands in his pockets, elbows out. He's probably cool as hell.
You know, last week you guys were talking about 9/11. You got a little flip. If you're an Indian guy and you're falling seven stories, you got to get physical.
Try to ascend.
Shake your mortar coil.
Yeah, I feel like if you live there, you got a game plan, a cool fall, three-story death move. Yeah. Like you just have to expect it at this point.
Well, your friends have to be like, he did that on purpose, dude.
Yeah, he was trying to be.
Oh my God, Ajita, man.
I think if India rose to power, it would be awesome. India just dominated China. Between India and China, I'm rooting for India.
Yeah, definitely would rather India than China.
Yeah, no, they'll probably eliminate each other, though.
I don't know, dude. I mean, China, I have no idea. I can't even, I'm acting like I can talk about India's resources versus China's. I have no fucking clue. But off of like swag alone, I'm saying I can talk about that. India.
Ooh, if we're going swag alone, I got to go China, dude. China what? Got swag.
China got swag?
China has more swag than
China
India.
China has the least swag out of all the Asians.
I don't know, dude. I mean.
The anime's rotted his brain, dude.
Yeah. Naruto is not there.
Man, what are you talking about? Well, all right. If we're
Where's
going
the Chinese
movie,
swag?
If we're going movies.
They do have similar swag.
They're swag is so different, dude.
Yeah,
but
no, Bollywood. Like the robes with the buttons and the ornamental, you know, shit.
Yeah,
Indian swag is so ignorance. Much more sensual.
They both have derivative
swag. You're not
swag.
Wrong,
huh?
They both have derivative swag. Yes,
I mean, I could see the parallels drawn between their swag, but I don't know,
dude. What it's about the polo dragon? Shirts. Now, nothing to Indian, nothing in Indian like mythological.
The elephant thing,
dude. Bro, dragon would eat an elephant, dude.
Yeah, you're right though.
The dragon would have fucking murdered.
Yeah, but they'd be like the elephants. The dragon's just an illusion.
Mm.
What even is that? Chinese guy be like, damn it. To
right,
be fair, India's Buddhism went from India to China.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
And that's like one of the main ones. And I think they're, what's China, Buddhist?
What about Confucianists? Yeah, Confucians.
I don't know what that's all about. Look up Confucianism. I meant to look this up 20 times. I think Confucianism is like you love the government and you just try to be honest. I forget.
I like that.
You love the government, try to be honest.
We got to be Confucius over here.
I think, I swear to God, I think that's what it is. Because that was the big battle in China, was between the Taoists and the Confucianists.
Ancient China. They also have fireworks, too.
They invited fireworks. I think China invented paper currency as well. They invented the bag, dude. They the bag. The fact that they invented the bag, that's major swag as well.
I wasn't convinced until just now.
They invented the fucking bag.
Confucianism, a central tenet is having good moral character.
There you go.
Yep. It says it's from ancient China. Tradition, philosophy, religion, also called Ruism or Ru classism.
Nice.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think they're just like, be a good guy. They also back then, they also believed that if you were like in any way disfigured, that you were a bad person, and that's kind of like what you got.
Like, this is your do-over in life. They're like, fuck
you. Yeah, dude, if you were like laying on the street, like crippled, they'd be like, asshole. Walk by, you're like, pfft. Dickhead.
On panties, we were talking about Andy's cat.
Yeah.
Andy's old cat. Yeah. His name's Slim. He had three legs.
Three legs, like no nose.
Like no nose, like no tail. And I was like, what kind of life he had in the past life. Like, he had to be the worst type of person.
Yeah,
to be just turned into a three-leg, no-leg cat that goes.
he had a cigarette cough.
He's a three-leg, no-tailed cat.
Well, not anymore. Rest in power.
But it lives way longer than a three-leg, no-nose, asthma-riddled cat. Like, he had it for like 4 years.
Really?
Yeah.
It spent like $10,000 keeping it.
What?
Oh, no. Yeah.
I would, dude. That's the one thing, man. Because a lot of the vets are scamsters, dude.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, they'll fucking hit you with crazy. I brought my dog to the vet recently, and they were like, he was just shitting all over the place. I just needed this one diarrhea medicine. I was like, can I get that? And she was like, yeah, we can do that. We can also like look at this and like, you know, and they like kind of feel you out. They're like, well, for like $200, we can scan the tract, the GI, do blood test. I mean, and I wouldn't, you know, I don't know if we need this necessarily, but for like a couple $1,000, we can do a full. And it's like, lady, get the fuck out of here. My dog has the shits. I don't need. I don't go to the doctor for myself. I'm like, no. I'm pretty sure I'm having like a severe allergic reaction to something I'm eating, and I'm like, yeah, fucking, I'll get all this shit back.
I'll be all right.
Yeah, she's like, for like $2,500. I don't know if it's necessary. It's like, well, then why are you telling me?
Yeah, don't even bring this up.
Yeah, I'll cut his head off right now for
$20. I was about to ask you, do you have pet insurance? And now I'm like, all right, nope.
No, I think we might have it. I forget. Yeah, we felt a lump in one of our dogs and took him to the vet real quick.
Yeah.
They're good, right? And like, yeah, we're like, pet insurance. You felt them, they're good? All right, cool. I'm going to get pet insurance right now. You said he's cool. The hell's this fucking lump? they get people with that all the time. My sister worked for a vet, and she was like, something like 80-90% of the animals that get like invasive surgery die pretty quickly afterwards. Anyway, so she's like, it's kind of bullshit,
dude. Yeah. I didn't know dogs could get lumps.
Yeah, they get lumps.
They just get them.
Yeah, some of them get tumored up, dude.
Yeah. Fennell had a friend. Her dog had a big lump on his side, and she was like, no, it's okay. I was like, are you sure? That thing is protruding. It was like
yeah, it could have been a big cyst.
Yeah.
Now as soon as a dog is like visually unappealing like that, it should just be fucking
put it down.
Well, there's just so many other good dogs there in the shelter. It's like, what are you doing?
So quality of life can't be that good for an ugly dog either. Like, especially if they grew up cute, getting everybody being like, oh, look at you, you're so cute. And now everybody's just like, oh.
Yeah. It's quiet under the table. Everyone's just going like, ew, that dog's so fucking ugly. People don't like when you talk. I like to joke like this. People don't like when you talk about this. Like beating up dogs and shit. People get upset. I get it. I used to be like that, man.
This is the line.
This is I've never heard you apologize.
No, I'm telling you, I don't. It is what it is. I do it constantly. People do get upset. I mean, that's the one thing people be like, yo, for real, that's fucked up.
Yeah, you're
a piece of shit. And not putting shopping carts back.
Yeah.
People are like, yo, well, you're a legitimate piece of shit. I'm like, no, you're not. It's a fucking shopping cart.
I'm very against not putting shopping carts back. I'm not going to get mad at you for it, but
I don't care. I'll put my shopping cart back, but I've heard people like, that means you're a piece of, it's like, no, it doesn't. It's a fucking piece of plastic on wheels.
Okay.
It's literally someone's job. I'm keeping this guy
employed. I will say when I put him back, I ram it as hard. I ghost ride it the last 10 seconds. Like,
yeah,
sometimes, especially if you have little kids, there's times where like it's so far away from where you parked. It's like, well, I'm not gonna leave my kids in the car alone.
Yeah,
I'm gonna leave this fucking piece of metal where it is.
Yeah, true.
You fucking piece of shit. It's like, why? Who cares?
You can't leave kids in the car alone for any amount of time anymore.
Yeah, and it's also like, where should I put my wheelbarrow? It's a weird thing to be like morally indignant about. Of just like, what?
I got hit. My car got hit by, like, I used to work somewhere where I was like, and
you got hit. You got touched.
I got touched. And I came out and I came out to it still, like, it was just, it was still on the car. Yeah. Like, it hit and just was still there. So I just, like, I knew what did it. And I was working a shitty retail job that I came out to. So I just had a miserable day to my shit car being hit by a fucking shopping cart. That's where it's just like, fuck all of this.
Yeah, but you're concerned with an interaction of two metals.
Yeah.
A shopping cart hitting a metal car.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Oh, true.
I'm more concerned about humans' time.
Yeah.
It's like, fucking leave. You only got one life, bro.
Metal's forever.
Just get done. I would say get done shopping and flip your card over exactly where it is and just leave it and walk away.
It definitely, my anger definitely came.
Dude, a dog demolition derby and shopping carts would be nice. Just old, riddled dogs with disease.
But you still put helmets on them?
CKY with dogs would be nice.
Why can't we have dog fights, dude?
You technically can.
Yeah, I would love to train a dog to fight.
Yeah.
Get him in the gym.
You could do it if you put like things on their teeth, so it was like almost like jujitsu. Like if you make sure they didn't puncture each other but like held it down, it was like time.
Yeah. Oh, like dog boxing gloves or biting gloves.
Mm-hmm. You just put like retainers on their teeth. Yeah. So they are like grabbing each other like that, but not exactly puncturing each other.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of cool to, like, you know, make it like safe, make dog fighting safe.
Yeah.
Like a needle prevention kind of thing where it's like, well, people are all going to keep doing this. So let's put them in some helmets. Put them in helmets and fucking little retainers.
Round one.
And only major corporations can do it too.
You know?
Like they did with weed.
You got to get, all right, you give them a neck brace. Like, not a neck brace, like a neck thing that's like full of like.
Like a cowboy collar? Like a linebacker?
Yeah, something so like when a dog like bites it off, you're like, all right, no, the fight's over.
Like capture the flag.
Yeah.
You should put him in like chainmail. Like nice. let him joust.
Yeah, this is my pit bull, Sir Killington.
Yes, where are we at? We are on a time crunch today.
We're at 53.
Beautiful. I fucking knew it.
Yep.
So let's land this thing, dude. What are you guys up to right now? Take it home.
Plugs?
You said porn. We're not done. We have 7 minutes left. You said you guys were addicted to pornography, but you're trying to escape the matrix of pornography.
I'm trying to escape again.
How are you going to do it?
I don't see a way out. I mentally am trying to, but it gets me.
Have you enlisted your babe to help you? How privy is she to your porn use? Are you open book? Or are you deleted history?
She knows. I talk about it too loudly in the room next door.
Right. She just sits there the whole time like, what the fuck? Yeah.
She's actually cooking.
Yeah.
Oh, she's cooking. Dude,
yeah, she cooks after the pot. Yeah, come out the pre pot.
Nice.
We eat a family dinner.
Yeah.
You guys are in there getting hard as hell. You can enlist her help. Be like, bro, I'm getting off the nog, babe.
Yeah,
help me.
I almost feel like if I hit her with that, she's gonna be like, now you're making sex feel like work for me.
And true, or it could be like
a challenge.
You can hit him. You can get him with like, you're my Beatrix, dude. Like, you are the one.
Yeah.
You are the one and only.
You're the
beatific vision.
And
You are set. You are my sexual identity.
I do think I could blame her for my rage if she isn't making me come. If I did that, if I gave her that information, like I need you, she doesn't make me come, and now I'm furious and punching holes in our apartment. And like, you did this. Is that what you mean?
Oh, you're saying like she refuses to engage with you sexually, or like you guys engage sexually and you can't come.
No.
You
start punching stuff.
Yeah. I'm like, you can go that way if you want. That's terrifying.
That's how I feel.
I didn't fucking come again. So tight to not come and blame a woman. It's ragefully big. What's wrong with you? So I thought that's what you meant. I was like,
you're broken.
No. I just mean she's not giving me any, and I'm upset about it.
Yeah.
So now I'm.
So that's what I'm saying. That's the allure of the nog.
Yeah.
So then you think you can temper the pussy bratting with the nog.
Yeah.
But then next thing you know, you're fucking Frodo stepping over the dead souls, dude. Fucking,
what's this one?
It's looking up at you like. that's the age old conundrum, and you're not wrong. That's the thing. I went full like Eager Beaver on my wife, where I was like, I held up my end where it was like, I'm on no nog, but we'd have sex and it was just like done.
Yeah.
I would feel the heat off it. It was like opening the oven, dude. I'd feel the heat. I was coming into the heat just like
Were you not even looking porn? Like not even
dude, if I looked at
okay, all right. No, slip up. I'll go to take a shit and just be like, well, I'm on my phone, and then I'll be like on Pornhub before I even thought.
Have you
about
tried
it.
The news?
None of it's real.
Sex before beating
it
off
is fake. Yeah, the news.
Sex before beating off must have been so fast.
I mean, yeah,
dude, that's probably why.
Watch any other animal have sex. It's like 5 seconds. It's 5 seconds.
I've
most of the calories burned from sex were like chasing someone in nature. In nature, back in the day, you'd chase them down or do like a really sick dance.
Yeah,
you'd just be like.
I've been really embarrassed by my loads. That's what's been.
What's up with them?
They're just
yellow.
No, yellow as in they don't come out. Yeah,
they're scared. I'm not going out there.
What's wrong with your ropes?
Just looking like
no,
grimace.
No ropes, dude. It's all fucking just pops.
What? It's just drips.
Yeah, it just drips, dude. One time I dripped and it wasn't like a mad little. I was like, poof, what the hell's wrong with me? Am I tired? Am I sick?
Hold on, what is?
Yeah, because that sounds like you fired off, but
no, and nothing came.
Oh, you came
misfire.
Like you felt the cum, but
did you check your ass. It might have came out your ass.
What the hell? No, it just was like
you shot like a blank. You're saying?
No, I shot, but it just went.
Wait, weren't you fapping like 10 times a day though?
No, I was. I've been off the fap.
Hmm. Well, this is the other thing too. So I noticed that too. When I went off the porn, you do start to feel like almost like a sexual invalid.
Yeah.
Where like your penis is just like untouched and limp for like just weeks at a time. And you're like, what have I done to myself? It is the real scoop. Obviously, it feels good to be like, quit it, do all this stuff. But I ran the experiment and there's
like a downtime.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Maybe it's best, but I feel like if you grow up in the, you know, the environment of pornography, dude, and you're just like, all right, I'm done with my, your dick's just like, all right, cool. Because it's shot a lifetime of loads.
Yeah.
By the time you're 30, it's like, yeah, your dick's like, yep. So, biologically speaking, it's like, yeah, we're done.
Yeah, we've made thousands and thousands of kids. Yeah.
Your dick's like retirement time.
Women. What'd you say?
It's retirement time. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's in Miami. Your dick hits Miami.
And it's 30.
Come on. No, dude. I'm going to live to 120 according to medical science. Dick's like, what?
You want me to do one more job? You son of a bitch, I'm in.
You're a quarter of the way through. Dick's like, how is that possible? Do you think you get a limited amount of ropes, like heartbeats? Because you get like something like 150,000 heartbeats, some kind of weird number of heartbeats. Maybe like 100 million or something.
We're definitely going to be the first generation to find out.
To fully run
out. Yeah,
to
just fully, you know, just deplete it of loads.
Oh, just be totally dried up.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, dude.
We're gonna be the first dudes to hit menopause.
It's gonna be a cum drought. Cum drought of the 2050s ruined, dude.
Nah, dude. We'll get dude. I mean, we'll probably all have enough money to get enhancement surgery soon. I thought about adding an inch.
I'm about to start taking tea.
Just refills?
Yo, I'm empty. Refill it.
I thought about adding an inch, dude.
Add an inch?
just to bother my wife. I'll be out of work for like 3 weeks. just add an inch. That was so funny.
You gotta
dude.
Make the inch a different color though. Like, true. But like an off
or
the
I'll
wall.
Tat the inch. I'll tat the inch. I'll put an anarchy symbol on it. That's my extra inch.
Nah, three different shades would be nice.
The different shades would be
Neapolitan ice cream bird.
I'd add RGB lights to mine. It would look like a fucking gaming PC.
How much? Look up how much it is to add one more inch to your dog.
If I added an inch, I'd make it vibrate.
You make it vibrate?
Yeah. Vibrate against you?
I'd make mine rotate.
Cyborg mode.
My wife would be so mad. My hair was rotating metal balls on the side, on the bottom, on the base, on my new base.
Oh, add it to the bottom.
Yeah, I guess you can't.
You could go double.
Yeah,
head.
They slit your fucking tendon, and they just pull more dick out of your body.
Really?
Lord yeah, that's Andrews. How. I think that's how they do it. Oh
my god, go get the
I'm
surgery.
I'm telling you, I'm so close, dude. Yeah.
Dude, I have so much dick in my body. I'm going to get this surgery.
I'm going to proposition my wife and say, look, you can get a mommy makeover, but I'm getting an inch. I'm going to get the same plastic surgery and get an inch. And I'm going to get six pack. I'm going to get a six pack.
Implant.
I'm going to get a six pack implant and an inch.
Giant biceps. Like
and then just get fat, but have like a fake six pack.
On top of a beer gut.
Slightly bigger penis.
15 G's.
15 G's to get an inch?
Yeah.
How do they
well,
do the procedure?
For the standard penis enlargement surgery.
Right, oh, my God, dude. Does that last?
Plus a $1,000 deposit, which is like, what do you think?
That's negotiable.
Do they think you're going to leave?
A lot of people probably chicken out on that inch. Because that's the thing. Your body's used to getting the size your dick is now hard. If you add an extra inch onto that, what's the boner like? Could the boner...
Good question.
Trust me, I thought about this.
Do you have to re-up? Like, is it...
But also, like, your dick's getting hard inside your body as well, so it's probably fine.
Yeah, true.
I don't know. It's like a Jenga tower, dude. Everyone probably has that one part that reaches a critical point and just goes down forever.
You can get large, extra large, or extra, extra large.
I mean, obviously, bro.
You can make it... So apparently, it like messes with these three, you know, you could choose of which piece of tissue you want to like expand.
Mm-hmm.
There's two that run parallel to your penis, and then one like along the bottom of your penis.
You're saying I can get the fucking,
you can get
like the bottom of an airplane basically on there?
Yeah, or you can go Coke can too if you really wanted to.
Oh, you can get thicker?
Yeah, because it seems like from what I'm reading, they add silicone.
I'm gonna ask my wife if she wants length or girth.
That sounds like
they can add silicone.
That's what it's.
Speak
seems,
for yourselves, dude.
I'm speed reading it. I'm trying.
If it stays chubbed, that'd be kind of nice.
Yeah.
True. You can like do 1.5 to 2 inches.
You got to get a whole new wardrobe, though. You got to wear parachute pants constantly.
It'd be hammer time for sure. Dude, I can't wait to get my six pack. My 40th birthday, it's going to be penis enlargement and a six pack. And then I'll go on TRT. I mean, dude, we're not going to stop coming. It's probably just going to get better.
This is just the start of COVID, dude.
Yeah, we haven't even came for real yet. We don't even know.
I can't wait to show everyone the parade, dude. I fucking dick, dude.
Yeah, you throw the silicone in there and just pick what you want.
Oh, that's how they do it?
Yeah.
Damn, okay. So I wonder how I won't waste your guys' time with this. I'll do some research. Dude, curious. If I had a fucking silicone, dude. Well, dudes, let's hit the page. Let's hit the page. Can. Let's fire up the. We'll talk. We'll do some chatting, and then we'll rip into the UFC. I want a game very badly. Yes. Shane's away, dude. We can totally restructure the hierarchy right now of gaming. We'll be able to go to him with a clear fucking champion. We present to you a champion. Well, you guys rule. It'll slide in the motherfucking page. What you got, Nate? You have a show coming up?
Oh, yeah. July 14th at Arts Quest in Allentown. Please come to that. Lamar's blessing me. He's going to be there, too.
Fuck yeah, dude.
July 21st.
I like that place.
July 22nd. And Huggies in the Nook.
I think I met you.
What's my mask?
Yeah, I think so. What'd you say, July 21st. That
in
came
Rhode
out
Island.
Of you like one of your loads. Enunciate.
July 21st in Rhode Island. Nice. I can't remember where I come to that. That'll be fun. Please buy tickets. And July
where can they buy tickets?
On my Instagram. Come to my Instagram.
We'll put a link in the bottom. Of the
yeah.
I'm fucking up. I'm getting better at this.
Guardians.
I'm chilling.
What about the pod?
Listen to T Suave, please. And,
T Suave, panties in the motherfucking
mouth. July 12th is the Stan show. Please come to that if you're available.
Swag.
Thank you.
Panties in the motherfucking mouth.
Yeah.
Bye.
So long.